All right, well, welcome back. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. He's filling in here for the JR Morning Show. Lloyd and I are welcoming now Tony Michaels, who runs the parade company, the folks behind the Ford Fireworks and America's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The best parade, I think,
absolutely,
all of the United States. Tony, great to have you on this morning.
No, thanks so much for having me. And don't forget that parade is presented by our dear friends at Gardner White, right? Rachel Stewart and the whole team. I mean, I cannot thank them enough also.
Yeah.
We're just so fortunate.
We had Rachel on this morning, and we talked a little bit about that she really is, you know, is a community person and gives back. And that's one of the ways that Gardner White does, by sponsoring the America's Thanksgiving Parade.
Yeah, they really do. And we're just so fortunate. We really are. And, you know, I'll tell you, the way we look at all of these things is, these things are owned by the people, and it's up to the parade company to make them bigger and better than ever. And it's much like the Ford Fireworks next Monday. And thank you to Mary Culler, right, president of Ford Philanthropy, the Ford family. We don't do any of this without these great people, but it's our job to make them bigger and better every single year.
You know, and those fireworks are always a showstopper, and it isn't just really any year. It's America's 250th. Is that milestone really going to change the show? What are we going to see over the river that we may not have seen before?
Well, we added touches. We did not take on, you know, the job of, you know, celebrating the 250th, you know, in Detroit, but because we really kick off summer. But I knew we've got to have little pieces. So again, we're going to have the copters flying down the riverfront to the both anthems, Canadian and our anthem here in the U.S. And those flags are going to be going down the river. And then you're going to have bits and pieces in the show where you're going to go, okay, I get this. I do the music. And then I work with Patrick Barreau at Zambelli and, you know, with the choreography and all of that. So you're going to see certain things. And I can't give away too much, but I can tell you at the end, you're going to cry and then you're going to have a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how else to say it. Okay. I really don't. It's going to be pretty special. It really is.
Tony, you know, here's something I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, this tradition goes all the way back to 1959 when Detroit and Windsor started celebrating together. You got the 4th of July and Canada Day, you know, two countries sharing one river. Hundreds of thousands of people still watch from both sides of the Detroit River. What does it mean to you to keep that cross-border tradition going strong, especially at a time where there's a bit of tension between the two countries?
Yeah, look, it's no longer called the International Fireworks, but they have upwards of 800,000 people lining the river on the other side. They have their big carnival, and we run the Canadian flag through. We are friends. This is a friendship that will last forever. There is no doubt in my mind. It's our job, and I said this earlier, but we really take this serious, that we've got to make sure that we do the right things for the people. And when you look at the other part of it, is the economic impact that the parade company brings to our market and our state with all the events that we do. Because not only do we do this, but think about the S3 Turkey Trot Thanksgiving morning, Hobnobble Gobble presented by Ford. We build all the floats. We hire artists from the community. We just try to do the right thing 100% of the time for everybody.
So 800,000 on the Canadian side, you know, we love numbers at Business Leaders from Michigan. Now, how many folks do you expect on the U.S. side? And then, you know, you talk about that economic impact. Are there some quantifiable numbers to say this is what's being added to the economy by this event?
Well, for starters, on our side, on the Detroit side, the Michigan side, it's millions. It goes from Belle Isle, Hart Plaza, throughout the city. People forget that you can watch these fireworks from rooftops. You can watch them from everywhere. So there's actually people go down Michigan Avenue and set up chairs to watch the fireworks, you know, up above. It's incredible. The last report that we had done, Jeff, was quite a few years ago, and Visit Detroit, we're talking to them about another. But the fireworks alone were in the $13 million range.
Wow.
And we think it's much higher than that now. We really do, because this event has gone through a resurgence. Hart Plaza filling up so fast and Belle Isle filling up so fast. We can watch that happen.
Tony, I got to ask you, too, you were talking about the floats and how you guys build the floats and stuff, and you want to make sure those floats are in a place that's safe, that you know, doesn't, you know, leak or whatever like that. So you're trying to get a new headquarters for the parade company on the waterfront. How is that going?
Well, it's going well, but it can go better. We've raised $10 million. We are right now still in the running in the budget in the state of Michigan. We have representation from both sides of the aisle, from the Republican and Democratic side. Just a week and a half ago, I got to speak in front of the appropriations group for limited time, but I got to do it. And the project is loved. We just got to get it in. We got to get that $10 million. And what I tell everybody, and this is a fact, not one penny that we raise for this new home goes to the parade company. Every single penny goes to this new building, which will house artists. It will house a veterans office. There'll be the largest summer camp in the state of Michigan. It will be a tourist attraction, and it will clean up blight. The Broadhead Armory is a disaster, sitting right on Woodward, on Jefferson Avenue, on Jefferson, right across from Belle Isle. And this checks every box. So we've worked years on this, and right now this is kind of that moment where we need to get that $10 million from the state.
You know, Tony, I drive past that armory every day on my way to and from work, and I tell you, it'll look a lot better with you there, and I can't wait to see it happen. You know, beyond the fireworks, what are you most looking forward to in Detroit or Michigan this summer?
I'm looking for people to really come together and take in all of the events and take in our state, take in our city, the restaurants. Everything that our state has to offer is as good or better than anywhere in America. And I just want people to understand that. And I really, truly, the tourism in our state is amazing. And it's time that we tout the positives and not the negatives, because we have so many positives. It is really time that everything out of our mouth now is, hey, we've got this going and let's make it better. That's where I stand.
Tony Michaels, President, CEO of the Parade Company. Always a pleasure having you on, my friend. And we hope things continue to go well for the Armory and get that changed around to become a headquarters for the Parade Company. And we're looking forward to the fireworks show. I mean, we're going to cry and then have a heart attack. Okay?
Yes.
Be prepared.
Not so much the heart attack, but you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going. Thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate your time. All right. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Ryan Sullivan, CEO of the Riverfront Conservancy. Boy, we do have, like, the best riverfront.
Number one in America.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk to him. And Monday Munties as well. We'll have Hamilton's
Yay!
Cooktown in here. So that's all next here on JR Morning.